talk about all the things we need to most, and every time we're coming close, you pass it off and look the other way. So we won't talk about it.
Now Sound, Averia, 54.
Thank you. This is the chill sound. The future sound. The now sound. Of Area 54.
Tim and Mike, chill show here on 94.7. Appreciate you guys tuning in. That was CI, Washington DC's CI. The song's called Revolution. It's off the album Knowledge Shine Bright. Yumi Zuma before that did a song called Debray off of EP 1 and 2. And Keep Shelling Athens, new album's called Now I'm Ready. That was the title track off of their brand new album.
I don't know how long it took them to get ready for this album. A long time. And the album's not even out yet. It's still the end of October before it's finally out.
They're starting a U.S. tour, and they're not coming to Portland.
What?
Yeah, can you believe
Serious?
It?
That's not a U.S. tour, then.
It is not. No. Well, and as many fans as they have in Portland, I'm surprised. They skipped Portland for some reason. Is crazy or something? Well, anyway, they'll be supporting the new album.
So what's the closest date?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, okay. But you know, Bay Area, Seattle, they're actually gonna be. I think they're out in. I think they're out Eastern Washington too. Some stop in Eastern Washington.
What?
Yeah, it's just crazy. They're just almost torturing Portland on purpose.
Now let's go and see them out in Eastern Washington. Where are they playing?
That's
Spokane.
It's something like that. Moby before that did a song called Almost Home. That was a Sebastian edit. We start off the whole set with Bob Moses' new album's called Days Gone By. With a song called Talk.
Yes. And,
what do you think of that album?
I like it. I've only had a quick listen to it. It has a couple of standout tracks on that. I like this one that we opened the set with called Talk. He does pretty long numbers. You know, they're like 6-7 minute tracks on this album. And a lot of changes in the songs, but it seems a little darker than his previous work. But I like it. I like that dark Massive Attack feel.
Well, that's, you know, he was kind of had that house beat over like a kind of a chill kind of vocals, and so it's kind of cool that he's doing something a little different.
Yeah.
So I couldn't hear is that last album. It was like if you listened from beginning to end, you got bored.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So you just put on a shuffle?
Yeah.
With all those other thousands of songs that you have?
Yeah, you just discover songs one by one.
Oh yeah. And we've got some new music queued up here from Ursula 1000. It's interesting that that you picked a song that I think is kind of the standout track on that album.
Well, he came out with a lot of remixes, but his own version, I think, is the best one. And, you know, it doesn't really sound like your typical Ursula 1000 track. I think he's got a... It's kind of a mellower...
Maybe that's why we both like it, because it's a little different than... But the other ones are like your typical Ursula 1000 tracks, right?
Yeah. Good dance floor slayers.
Yes.
Anyway, cool. I really like this track a lot. It's got some great changes, and definitely really good to see Ursula 1000 coming back with some music that's really good, too.
All right. The song's called Faded Denim Wash. Let's take a listen.